Yeah, just, got it going. First play was good. Created a good play to Jacob down the middle. We're able to get it going. Then after that, just, not able to put together anything. We had some opportunities, but we just didn't make the plays, and that's disappointing. But we had a lot of opportunities earlier in the game, too. Like we had maybe four trips into the red zone and came away with one touchdown in that situation. So we've got to be much better. We've got to improve and get back to work tomorrow.
Y'all spent a lot of time on the red zone. First time out doesn't go so well. What do you do to move forward and try to get that part correct?
Yeah, we'll take a look at the film tomorrow and evaluate what we did. But you get back to work. This is it's a long season. It's a long haul. We're disappointed with how it went today, but we've got to get back to work and find a way to be better next week. And I'm sure everybody in our building is going to work really hard to do that.
Madison, I know you said you want to look at the film, but you did have a score that looked pretty nice, the play design and everything like that. So maybe what didn't happen on those other plays that you couldn't get to?
Well, we got ourselves off schedule a little bit, had some penalties down there, which, we control those. I mean, when you have procedural penalties, those are things that we have to eliminate. And, that's something that we control and something that we can do better. As far as, some of the other drives, we'll have to take a look and see, why we didn't execute as well as we would like. But, at this point, it's just third downs and red zone. I mean, we've got to be good there offensively, and we weren't good there today.
What did they do to slow down your running game until it didn't roll too late?
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job. I mean, credit to their front seven. We knew coming into the game, they're obviously a very physical and talented front seven. They did a great job early in the game. And we got it going a little bit towards the end, but it was, I guess a little bit of too little too late. But, I think it was kind of scheme that we expected. They just played well. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see from my vantage point what happened, so I'd have to kind of see the film on that. Thought it was going to be a good spot, and it just ended up incomplete.
Tampa seemed to be doing a pretty good job against Julio for a lot pretty late in the beginning. Were they doing anything
to start there? I mean, it didn't surprise us. I mean, obviously, we know coming into games that people are going to have plans to adjust to Julio. I thought some of our other guys did a great job of stepping up. I think we had eight different guys maybe catch the ball today. I heard that stat before. So, I thought that was a positive. When people are going to try and take him away, you have to have other guys step up and make plays. Ultimately, as we kept going, we found ways to get who the ball. And obviously, he made a great play on the shallow cross for a touchdown.
Did you feel like you were going against a Mike Smith defense? I mean, obviously, he coached here for a while. You know what he thinks.
Absolutely. Mike does a great job, and I've known that. I know that probably better than anybody, for having been around him as long as I was. And he's a hell of a coach. He had them coached up. They did a good job today. But there were things that we could have done better. I really think that there were opportunities that we have where we could have been better, and we need to clean those things up. Yeah, I thought, I thought in pass protection, I'm not sure how many pass attempts we had today, but they did a pretty good job. I mean, that's a good front seven. There's no question about it. I mean, they've got, a really good defensive line, one of the premier players in Gerald McCoy. I mean, he's very talented. Their two linebackers, to me, are some of the most underrated players in the NFL. I mean, they're good players. So, they had a tall task going up against the guys today. I think they, played pretty well, but we can all improve. We can all get better.
10 going into the fourth. Did you expect or did you want to see more of a sense of urgency? In other words, the no huddle question is going to come up again. Did you want to run that maybe a little bit more than you did?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's something that will come up. Hindsight, we scored, I think, with maybe 4:50 left, something like that. So, I thought the timing of it, we were moving pretty quickly. Whether we're huddling or not huddling, we were moving pretty efficiently. I think we got the 3 points with enough time. There's no question about that. We had an opportunity late in the game and didn't make plays.
Would you like to use it more often?
No. I mean, it's one of those things. If it helps us, yeah, absolutely. But, I thought we had a good plan going into today. And we had an opportunity on that drive to score a touchdown. And I thought we moved the ball really efficiently with huddling up. So I thought we did a nice job on that drive. Where we didn't do a good enough job was at the end of the game.
These are some of the same questions, obviously, you faced last year. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's always disappointing when you don't get the result you want first game of the year. I mean, we put a lot of hard work into it. But, you know, it's a long haul. That's one of the things that I think you realize the longer you play is that, you know, it's kind of a marathon this season. And what we've got to focus on, you know, is getting better week to week. Are there certain things we'd like to improve? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. There are things we can do better. You know, for some of the young guys in our building and on our team, I think that's a huge message for them. Is, you know, it's about constant improvement, daily improvement, and that's where we've got to have our minds at.
Are there any immediate takeaways from the game that you're saying, okay, guys, we can do this, and we can definitely move to the next level, get some W's on our belt, and make some real noise towards the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think the number one thing for me is we've got to be better on third down. I think we're maybe 3 of 13 on third down. You know, so you've got to do better than that offensively, just to keep your drives going, continue to give yourself more chances, and then we've got to score touchdowns. When we get the ball into that red zone, we have to come away with more touchdowns. And so that's kind of what's got to be our focus. And I think if we can clean those things up, obviously, you know, we can play well.
They show a lot of toughness. Being down 31-13 and still battling back, getting within the score, really tying this game up and perhaps making it something different.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any quit with the guys in our locker room. You know, I think everybody competes at a really high level. We need to execute at a better level. I mean, we had opportunities early in that game to score touchdowns when we got into the red area, and we didn't do that. And, you know, there's no quit. You know, we've got a great bunch of guys. We just need to play a little bit better.
How encouraged were you by Tevin Coleman's production today?
Yeah, I thought Tevin did a nice job for us, you know, specifically catching the ball out of the backfield. He made a great catch on a play that we had going down our sideline. But he showcased, you know, just how athletic he is, his skill set. I think he's going to continue. I think both those guys, you know, are going to continue to do great things for us this year. Devontae and Tevin are two really talented players.
You're an offensive guy, but the young linebackers, rookies, came in and started the game and made some pretty good plays throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, you know what? I saw a lot of those guys during training camp, and both those guys are super talented. I mean, both really athletic, go sideline to sideline. They're both physical. You know, I don't know enough about what our defense was doing out there today. I just saw a little bit, but I think those guys are going to be really good players for us.